first, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Randy, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. We're going to talk about international driving permits, or IDP, as some people call them. Have you ever used one?
I have not, but it's a value to know of this permit because it's really important when you drive outside of Canada and the U.S.
Yes, which we will discuss. I've never used one either. I think most people have figured out if they listen to this podcast long enough, I'm pretty lazy. I like to let somebody else do the driving for me, especially in a foreign country. That way I can. I never liked doing that because there's too much stress. And I just like you get to enjoy the scenery and let someone else look after the driving. So I've never used one.
Yeah, especially if the driving's on the opposite side of the road of what you're used to.
That just adds to the confusion. So what is an international driving permit? Let's start there.
So it's the ability to drive in another country without having to take tests or submit applications. And it's surprising how many countries are part of this system where if you get stopped by, say, a police person or asked to see your driver's license, this driver's license allows you or allows them to read about what your qualifications and your skills are for driving. So you don't have to wrestle with your home driver's license and show them and then maybe have, conversation that either one of you can't understand when they're looking at your license.
Mm-hmm. And it's very important to have, and I'll give one instance, and this is a friend of mine who's a driver tester was telling me this, that if you do get pulled over by the police, let's use Mexico for an example, because a lot of Canadians go to Mexico and Americans, and they do long stays. And so at some point, maybe they want to get their own car or rent a car or something to that effect. But the international driver permit has a Spanish section on it. So a lot of police officers don't understand English. If you don't have one and they look at your driver's license, they don't even know what that is.
Right. Exactly the way it is. So it gives you the permission that you can legally drive on their road, the country's road. And the other benefits are that you it avoids having you go through the lengthy process of acquiring a temporary license when traveling through new jurisdictions. So in some cases, a temporary license can take days, weeks, or months, depending on the structure of the jurisdiction that you're being visited. And then it also is a reliable way of cutting costs when you're traveling abroad. It can allow you to hire a car, drive around instead of maybe, going for an expensive taxi or relying on the public transport. And it also allows you to explore that destination without limits. You don't have to cut the visit because of time that your tour driver was contract to is over. Or, instead, it allows you to rent a car and be in full control of when and where you drive. Saying that having a driver is also a good thing, but this gives you a lot of people are wanting that freedom to explore the destination and go their own way.
Well, even for insurance purposes, it's one thing to be pulled over by a police officer in a foreign country. It's another thing to be in a traffic accident. That just complicates things more if you don't have an international driving permit.
That's right. That's it exactly. And I had a guest that actually was driving in Spain, and they got a parking ticket, and they weren't allowed to leave the country till they paid for that parking ticket.
Oh my. So yeah. It just makes things less complicated in what could be a more complicated matter. So how do you get one? I understand that only CAA hands them out.
That is correct. They are the official place that you can go and get them. They actually, if you want to learn more about them, they have on their website a frequently asked questions that answers most of the questions for travelers outside of Canada about the IDL. So you visit their website, print out the Canadian International Driving Permit application form, fill in all the details correctly, and then take the completed form into a local CAA or in Alberta, AMA office, including with a clear copy of your driver's license. And you also have to attach two passport type photos. Now, as of the 1st of December, 2023, the IDP fees have increased to $31 Canadian, and your permit should be ready in 30 minutes. So that's pretty efficient.
It is pretty efficient, and like you mentioned at the top, it's crazy. It's accepted in about 130 countries around the world. You don't need one for the United States, and obviously, I would assume it's reciprocal. Americans don't need one for Canada, right?
Right. And just keep in mind that you can't use the IDP for driving purposes in Canada. You really do have to have a valid driver's license. And the applicant has to be above 18 years of age. The IDP is valid for 1 year, and you will be required to renew it after 12 months if you're going again to a country outside of US and Canada and driving. And it is possible that a family member can apply for your license, but again, they have to provide all the required documents for the permit plus a written authorization from you. And if you're outside of Canada, you can mail it in to a CAA office to get it started. It's a little longer, but it is an option as well.
It's one of those things you need to have. You don't. It's not a legal requirement, but you really need to have one, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's. I always think when I look at what you need for travel, first and foremost is peace of mind. Let's do everything we need to do so you don't have to worry at destination or fret if something happens.
Mm-hmm. It's the international driving permits. Again, any CAA websites or office can help you out with that. Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Always great info, Onanta. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good week.